Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. And also has a subname called Brocco Health, because it's all about how the magical compounds produced from broccoli seed can do incredible health things. Incredible. Every day I get up and do another Google search on Medline, you know, PubMed and Google Scholar, and I always find a new study. The studies are endless. But let's get into the mechanism of aging, or preventing aging, or preventing what I call age-related conditions in both you and your pet. So the first topic is mitochondria. Mitochondria are basically defined as cell batteries. There are millions and millions of mitochondria in our bodies. A new discovery showed that it wasn't just one mitochondria, but there were many, many replicas of the same mitochondria. And so keeping those cell batteries optimal, growing new cell batteries, new mitochondria, mitogenesis is so important. And getting rid of bad mitochondria when they start to malfunction, where they're going to cause damage. Not only are they not going to produce energy, but they're going to cause cell damage, which then can affect any system of the body, whether it's your heart, lungs, eyes, hair, skin, joints. It doesn't matter, and this applies the same to our pets. How do you support healthy mitochondria? Well, you support the garbage disposal system of the mitochondria, where the mitochondria will be eliminated from the cell. When the cell senses this is a damaged mitochondria, it wants to get rid of it. Throw it out. You know, like a house guest that's making trouble, throw them out. But what happens is the mitochondria start to swell as they get damaged, and then it's hard to get them out. It's hard to get them out the door. So scientists have found that there are some protein complexes that, chemical complexes, that can help shrink the mitochondria down so they can fit through the door and the body can get rid of it. Well, we'll probably have to wait years and years and years for a drug version to come down the pike, but sulforaphane, the ingredient produced from glucoraphanin in the right broccoli seed, will do the same thing. It will support healthy mitochondria. It will help shrink damaged mitochondria and protect from mitochondrial damage. And any search on the web and Google, put in mitochondria and the anti-aging mechanisms. And soon it'll be on, if it's not there yet, in my blog on broccohealth.com. I'll have some of this research on there. So supporting healthy mitochondria in yourself and your pets. There are other things that can support mitochondrial wellness. Certainly Q10 has some good evidence, and PQQ, which is another phytonutrient, healthy vitamin D levels, sufficient tocotrienol vitamin E. Those can all help. Controlling stress in your animal, so there's not excessive stress, which can then affect the mitochondria. So there are many things that can be done, but before you go into 17 different things, I absolutely suggest for your pet, Brocco Pet. I've watched the results, and it's absolutely amazing. Second aspect is what we call controlling oxidative stress. Again, it ties in a little bit to the mitochondria. But oxidative stress is necessary for life. Every breath we take, every second, you're producing free radicals. Free radicals are important for life, cell-to-cell communication, and immune system. But when our internal antioxidant system does not keep up with the free radicals, which we group as oxidative stress, the result is inflammation. Same kind of thing when you bang and you swell up inflammation, but this inflammation can take place in your arteries, it can take place in your joints, it can take place in your brain, slight brain swelling inflammation. Luckily, sulforaphane passes the blood-brain barrier. And there's some interesting studies on autism and anxiety, depression, and even schizophrenia, a recent clinical trial on schizophrenia. So that's another magical effect of sulforaphane. You see why I'm so excited by this. So controlling inflammation is important. Other things you can do to control inflammation, especially in our pets. Fish oils, extremely valuable. There's some good research on curcumin or turmeric, a little bit hard to absorb. And there's an Indian herb called boswellan. Exercise, proper amount of exercise, and a healthy diet. And I'm going to get into why this is so important. So controlling inflammation is absolutely, and controlling oxidative stress by turning on the antioxidant system is so important. And remember, our pets are exposed to all sorts of toxins. It's just part of our world, whether it's the lawn or walking in the city. And that's why we have such high levels of cancer. The statistic was 1 out of 3, and I think it's going to be 1 out of 2. Pets in the United States develop cancer without any really good answers. We don't have great answers, just like in human cancers. And the exotic therapies are so expensive. Maybe immune therapy, you're talking extraordinary amounts of money. So supporting our pet's immune system is so important. So we talked about mitochondria. We talked about oxidative stress. And now we talk about the microbiome. Aging is related to changes in the microbiome in humans and in animals. Not only that, but damage to the intestinal tract, so you get what's called permeable intestine, where things go through the intestine and not supposed to be there, or major sign of aging. That's right. Gut permeability, we call it. And how do you prevent that? By supporting your pet's diet, looking for allergic reactions, looking for sensitivities, feeding a healthy diet, a species-specific diet. In my opinion, canines are carnivorous. Feeding them pea protein, what you see in certain dog foods, is not something they've adapted to. There are many nutrients to heal and support a healthy gut. Canine-specific probiotics are a good idea. And just not overfeeding your animal. Again, let's get back to sulforaphane. Has sulforaphane been reported to support gut health? Absolutely. In fact, it has a certain supportive effect unhealthy probiotics, supporting probiotics that actually help make more sulforaphane and protect the gut. And so inflammation, we go backwards again. Inflammation can have a negative effect on gut permeability. So you want to prevent gut permeability, supporting a healthy microbiome, supporting mitochondria, reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. Next comes hormonal functioning. Just like in humans, it's very important that your animal has healthy endocrine system, making sure there are no thyroid issues. It is a problem that's been reported by many holistic vets that choke collars can damage the thyroid. That's why many enlightened pet owners use harnesses that don't damage the cartilage and damage the thyroid. And having a hormonal evaluation and making sure all the hormones are balanced. What's kind of interesting and very important, that again, sulforaphane has a nice effect on balancing hormones. It does not, unlike feeding broccoli, have a negative effect on thyroid, such as goitrogenic compounds. No reported negative effect with the patented broccoli seed, which you find in BroccoPet and other related products, other patented seed products. So supporting a healthy endocrine system, supporting prostate health. The human clinical trials on sulforaphane supporting healthy prostate and helping normalize hormonal function. So again, we have another positive. Microbiome, gut permeability, mitochondrial functioning, inflammation, healthy endocrine system. Those are certainly interesting keys to preventing what I call age-related conditions. Longevity is one factor, and we're still working on it. Some experimental work on rapamycin, which is an immunosuppressive drug that they're using on canines now to see if there'll be an effect. The same mechanism that's related to rapamycin can be achieved if you look at the studies as I do with the broccoli seed. So why would you want to use a drug that might have toxic effects? Always a question I ask now, and this is, again, let's move to the last part, epigenetics. What is it that there are certain seniors that can live to 100 with poor lifestyle? They can do all sorts of bad things. There's a study done at Einstein, geriatric study. It's called the Ashkenazi study. And basically, they're looking at how these healthy seniors got to be healthy centurions. Well, many of them smoked, drank, ate bad food. It was their gene system. What do we mean by the gene system? Do you have the right genes turned on and the bad genes turned off? So you have a tumor suppressor gene and antioxidant genes and healthy stem cell genes and on and on and on. Those are turned on, and the negative genes are turned off. And we call that gene switches. We call that epigenetics. The process is called methylation. It's a biochemical term of methyl donors. But you don't need to know that. What you need to know is that it's possible to change gene switches And I think that's important because many breeds have certain gene-related conditions, such as cardiomyopathy in many breeds of dogs. And it was found that by giving adequate taurine, you could prevent these cardiomyopathy conditions. So we're learning more and more that healthy canine lifestyle, giving real food and all the phytonutrients, we still don't know. And we're still exploring, even though we know the power of sulforaphane, that many, many other food-based, whole food-based nutrients. And again, my message is whole foods. And before I forget, let me digress on that whole issue of toxins and the rates of animal cancers that we're seeing. It's supporting healthy liver function. You know, the first organ that an animal goes to, hunter, is the internal organs, the liver. Liver is rich in glutathione, the main protective antioxidant, endogenous antioxidant in the body. Body continuously makes glutathione, and sulforaphane helps the body make more glutathione. And you need your glutathione to help utilize the sulforaphane, so they work well together. It's been shown that the first thing besides 3 hours after intake that the sulforaphane does is turn on what we know right now is 375 to 385 protective genes. And at the same time, it's turning on the detoxification of poisons in the liver, helping the liver break down poisons and toxins. In fact, a study out of China showed that, you know, broccoli sprout drink, yuck, could help eliminate air pollution toxins. Well, you don't need to do the broccoli drink. You can do the sulforaphane. You can do the broccoli pet for your animal. You can do the Vitalica Physician, which I recommend for humans, and get the same effect. Because it's been found that air pollution and particles can damage the cardiovascular system. So I hope I'm giving you some valuable information and some insights, and I'll continue my research and try to bring you the latest anti-aging information so we can have long, healthy, vital life for our pets. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.